News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Tens of thousands of customers are in mortgage arrears across the country. But will this lead to a flood of repossessions? To discuss this, we're joined by Brendan Burgess, the founder of AskAboutMoney.com, and David Hall, the CEO of Irish Mortgage Holders Organisation. Both men were speaking before the Oireachtas Finance Committee last week, discussing solutions for customers in mortgage arrears. David Hall, we've been hearing about a tsunami of repossessions for the last decade. It hasn't happened at all. Is it likely to happen?
Not is it only likely to happen. It's probably larger than we had expected before. And you've got to remember, over the last decade, many temporary solutions and temporary fixes were put in to try and stem the tsunami. And the legal system has greatly assisted in that the judges have not been issuing repossession orders, despite them having, despite the banks having a legal a right to get one. And if you think about it, there's over 15,000 repossession proceedings before the courts at the moment. Legally speaking, every single one of those is entitled to a repossession order. And it's only because of the behest of the lawyers and the legal people that this has been held back. And many other schemes have been put in place between the insolvency service, split mortgages you've heard about so often in relation to permanent TSB, the reduction of the bankruptcy term from 12 to 3 to 1 year, a renewal of the veto being removed from the insolvency regime. A whole host of solutions have been put in place. 119,000 people's mortgages have been restructured. But now we're at the end game. Now we're at the end where there's many people who simply can't pay. And this is the big differential that's out there, where people are peddling rubbish in relation to people's inability, wanting to pay and not having the money to pay, versus those who are saying people are sitting home willingly not paying. That's
okay.
Factually incorrect.
Okay. Brendan Burgess, do you agree?
I wish he were right. I would like to see 10,000 repossessions. There are 10,000 people in arrears over 5 years. Not on average 5 years, over 5 years in arrears. No other country publishes data for arrears over 2 years, never mind 5 years. I go down to the courts, I watch the carry-on down there. There are plenty of people who are simply not paying their mortgage because they're prioritising other things. And what's happening, Shane, is that you and I and the other 300,000 mortgage holders who don't have tracker mortgages are paying the highest rates in the Eurozone because some people won't pay their mortgage. And for some reason, they're being defended by people, and there should be no defence of them. They should be called out, and there should be a tsunami. Unfortunately, David is wrong. There will not be a tsunami because we can't have a grown-up conversation about that.
Okay,
in this country.
David Hall, you're wrong, and you're defending the indefensible.
And look, unfortunately, Brendan, there's no evidence of this. This is just, a bank spin.
Central bank figures.
They're just bank spin for people who are in arrears.
And making bank spin.
They're making blatant accusations that people can't pay. You cannot. 10% of people who are facing repossession appear in court. So the data set is tiny that Brendan's talking about. He's never, ever shown any evidence of people's ability to pay. Nor the banks, by the way, Shane. Even his friends in the banks can't produce any evidence
okay,
of people being able to pay.
Let's keep it clean, this contest.
It's very important. This is very, very important. You cannot just go onto the airwaves and wildly accuse 10,000 people of willingly not pay. That's just not acceptable from your radio station or any other radio station.
Okay, Brendan,
David,
you come
can
in
I
here.
Ask you, what percentage of borrowers do you think are irresponsible? I mean, is it a 1%, 2%, 5%?
Probably about 3%.
3%. We have 600,000 borrowers. 3% of 600,000 is 18,000. So you're saying there are 18,000 irresponsible. I'm saying it's 10,000. This is the point I'm making. Why do people think that there are so few irresponsible borrowers?
But you've no evidence for it, Brendan. The point
but
is
you just said it's 3%.
No,
I'm saying it's less than that.
You're adding the total number of people in arrears and the people without any repossessions or in with full variable mortgages on. But also, how is it that AIB, with Brendan's theory, how is it that AIB can make 1.6 billion if allegedly the interest rate is too high because people are in arrears? How is it humanly possible for any bank in the state to make 1.6 billion euros?
Are you saying, are you saying that there's no link between a failure to repossess houses and the level of arrears and interest rates? Are you saying there's no link between the two of them?
I think there's a minuscule link of people who have the ability to pay. The point to making here is that people don't have the ability to pay. There is politicians, there are financial advisors, and there are organisations like our own throughout the length and breadth of the country who are seeing the OILDA scheme as the greatest scheme of evidence to show the number of
people. Do you accept repossessions are sometimes necessary?
Yes, absolutely. And my point here is it's unnecessary repossessions and random execution of repossessions, as Brendan is suggesting, without any evidence, is not acceptable. There are I'm not saying repossession should be outlawed, nor have I ever said so. What I'm saying is there are unnecessary repossessions that need to be prevented in the midst of homeless and housing crisis, the likes of which the state has never seen before.
Okay, Brendan.
Shane, yeah, there are unnecessary legal actions being taken by the banks, and in the submission I made, I put forward proposals that would stop the banks taking legal action unnecessarily. Contrary to the public view that vulture funds are the main problem, the biggest pursuer of legal actions are AIB and PTSB, and they often just issue legal actions where there are quite small arrears to get people to engage. That should actually be stopped. But the people who don't pay, and it's a significant number. David says 3%. I think it's only 2%. About 2% of all the borrowers.
Okay.
I think those people should be pursued, and that would bring the cost down and the profits for the banks, by the way.
Okay, very briefly, David Hall, last word to you.
Look, we can spin this any which way we want, and the banks and the various bank lovers can spin it whatever way they want to spin
okay,
it.
That's a pejorative.
I don't mind, I'm used to it.
Yeah. Used to it.
Come on, let's keep it clean here.
Is there are many people in great difficulty, Shane, on a very serious note. There are very significant numbers of people in great difficulty. The numbers we're talking about represent humans. They're not bricks and mortar, and they're not just loans. And each of those numbers, irrespective of which numbers you take as being factually correct, the central bank has said half, by the way, of those in arrears are more than 2 years, which is about 16,000 people.
Okay.
They're individual mortgages. They represent a Croke Park full of people. Let's put this in scale. And this requires urgent attention rather than just
okay, we will leave it there. My thanks to both Brendan Burgess, founder of AskAboutMoney.com, and David Hall, CEO of Irish Mortgage Holders Organisation. Let us know, do you agree with Brendan or do you agree with David? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.